Just 4-1.
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
I've received a call.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, sir. Thanks for getting connected with eBay. How can I help you, sir?
The message on the call, how do I know that this is genuinely eBay?
Let me tell you, sir, only the genuine companies can send you a voice notification, right? When you press 1, you got connected with the representative of eBay, and my name is Fiona Williams. You're speaking to the representative, right?
Well, the message said that there had been a transaction.
Yeah, I will let you know what exactly happened. I will let you know, sir, what exactly happened, right? Let me tell you that someone else apart from you have tried to place the order of a gift card, which is $299. We suspect that this is the fraudulent charges which has been tried to made by the some bad people from the overseas, those who are from the Mountain View, California, because the billing address, instead of Australia, instead of your address, the billing address is provided over there, Mountain View, California. That make us suspicious that you are in Australia. How can you order anything from Mountain View, California, right?
Well, so it is definitely fraudulent. Yes, that's the reason, sir,
you received a voice notification. So you can directly press 1 and get connect to us because you haven't done anything from your end. As you know, many illegal activities are going around right now in our country, and they are the ones of them who are trying to do illegal activities with your information and with your details, right? And right now, we are just trying to help you to get cancel that fraudulent account which has been generated without your knowledge and authorization. So no one can misuse your information for the illegal activities, right?
Okay, so what do you want me to do? Do you want me to press 1?
First of all, sir, the cell phone which you're using, is it an Android cell phone you're using or is it an Apple cell phone you're using?
It's an Android phone.
Okay, so I will be help you to get the cancellation blocking ID on your cell phone. So could you just put me on loudspeaker from your cell phone?
Sorry, I didn't understand that.
I will be help you to get the cancellation ID on your cell phone, right? So, could you just put me on loudspeaker from your cell phone?
I'm already on loudspeaker.
Okay, now you need to press your home button and come back to your home screen where you can see your regular icons and a wallpaper.
Well, I don't believe that I can do that.
Let me tell you, sir, you are not doing anything wrong, sir. We are just trying to help you, right? And let me tell you one thing, that this call is getting recorded for the training and quality purposes. So we are not authorized to ask you any of your personal or financial information over this call. So you don't need to worry. We are just trying to help you to block that foreign account which has been generated.
Where are you ringing from? Hello? Hello?
Can you hear me? Hello?
Yes, but I'm concerned that this, I don't want to download anything on my phone because this call might be a scam.
Let me tell you, sir, the thing which you are, we are telling you, the thing which you are doing from your end, you will be understand what exactly you are doing. The application which you need to install, through which the headquarters will be help you to generate the blocking ID, because you haven't done anything from your end, right? So that's the reason we are trying to just help you, because we do understand that you are not comfortable.
What do you actually want me to do?
We are just trying to help you to get in a security application, right? Through which you will be received the 9-digit blocking ID, so you can go ahead and block that fraudulent account from your end, and you can check each and everything what exactly I'm talking about. So you can block each and everything, and you can understand what, so you can remove each and every information of yours, right? Because it's happened through your internet, right? By mistakenly, it's happened through the hacking link through which the internet line.
What are you actually asking me to do?
So you just follow my instruction. I will be help you, sir, right? First of all, you just come back to your home screen where you can see all of your icons on regular home screen.
Well, I think that will likely to cut off the call, but I'm on the home screen at the moment.
Okay, now you just swipe your screen right to left, left to right. You will be able to find an application called Play Store. There will be an application called Play Store.
Well, I can't understand what the name of the application.
No. On your cell phone, just look onto your cell phone. There will be an application apps Play Store. There will be an application Play Store. You need to search for that application.
How do you spell that word that you're talking about?
Sorry?
I don't know. I can't find any application of the kind that you're talking about.
I'm just do one thing, sir. Just hold on a moment, right? I will be just transfer this call to one of my senior, right? Just give me a moment, right? He will be help you to get the cancellation ID and a form. So just give me a moment, okay?
Okay.
All right, sir, you do. Hello. Yes, sir. A very good day to you. This is Sean. Your call has been transferred to me. I'm a senior supervisor on the floor. How are you doing today?
I'm concerned, actually, that this call in itself is a scam.
Why do you think so, sir? Because since the beginning of this call, my colleague didn't ask any personal or financial information about this call, right?
Well, I can't understand what it is your representative was asking me to do.
I got your point. The thing is right now, sir, that there are some people who are from Mountain View, California. They have got your information somehow. Sorry?
She said all that stuff to me, but what I'm asking is, she was telling me to look for an application on my mobile phone.
All right.
And I couldn't understand what the name of the application was.
All right. So let me explain you. First of all, could you please tell me that what is the what cell phone brand you are using right now? Is that an Android one or it's an Apple iPhone?
It's an Android phone.
All right. Now, just do a thing, sir. Open up your Play Store.
Open up the what?
The Play Store, sir. The Play Store application from where you can download some games on application.
I can't. It sounds like you're asking me to open up the Play Store.
Yes, sir. Open up the Play Store.
What is the Play Store?
Play Store is an application from where you can download some games and applications.
Well, I don't know that that application is on...
All right. No need to worry about that. No need to worry about that. Just simply read out all the application to me so that I can help you out what is Play Store, all right?
Well, there is no application here called Play Store.
No, so on the Android cell phone, there must be an application named Play Store. Each and every Android phone does have an application which name is Play Store, all right?
Well, there is no application of that kind.
All right, so do a thing. I do believe that you have a Google on your cell phone, right?
The Google thing.
Yes, sir. Open up your Google.
And what do you want me to do now?
Now, sir, on your Google, type the letter A. A as in Australia.
Sorry, I didn't understand that.
Letter A. A as in Australia.
What do you want me to do with the letter A?
Just type there so that I can guide you up, right? You need to install that application which name is AnyDesk.
I can't understand any of this.
Do I think so?
First
of all, calm down, all right? Hear me out very carefully, all right? You need to install an application so that we can run a firewall security in your online device. With the help of that, we're going to secure your each and every information, and we will catch those person who are trying to get access to your personal information, all right? Did you get my point here?
I've received a phone call that I didn't expect to receive, and you're asking me to add something or import something into my phone. I don't want to do that.
All right, hear me out. Here's the thing. That there are some people who are from Mountain View, California.
I understand the story that goes. I don't know whether it's true, but I understand the story being told. But I don't understand why if there is a bank account of mine that's being threatened, then if it's a fraudulent transaction, I can notify the bank.
So you can call your bank, you can block the transaction, but the thing is right now, this is all about your personal information. Those person who are from Mountain View, California, they have right now used your personal details in our eBay platform, but in future, they can also use your personal information in any other platform like Amazon or Farfetch, something like that. How many times did you call your bank to block all these transactions? They're going to simply block your account, all right?
I've never had an eBay account, so I don't know how.
Exactly, that is the thing, sir. We got a little bit suspicious here because we can see that under your number, there's an account has been registered, and from that account, there are some people who have purchased a gift card, which will cost you around $299. All right.
Even if I trusted you, and I'm not sure that I do, to be quite honest, even if I trusted you, I don't know what it is that you are asking me to do.
I will provide you an application. With the help of that application, there's a firewall security will run up in your online device, in your cell phone. With the help of that, your each and every personal information will get secured, and in future, there will be no person who can get access to your personal information and try to steal your money from your bank account. Now, did you get my point here?
Why can't you get this by email?
We send you the email, but the thing is that those people have all of your information. If we send you the email, they will simply delete that email. You are not understanding my point, sir, here. Those people are hackers. They are present in your email, your bank account, your each and every personal information.
Well,
The interface does not work. We are here to help you out. If you are not comfortable to do that, that's your call, all right? But we are here just to help you out. You need to understand that point.
Well, in any event, I can't understand what you're asking me to do. You're asking me to search for things.
All right. Now, first of all, calm down, sir. Sir, first of all, calm down and have some patience, all right? Now, listen to my words very carefully. Come back to your normal home screen from where you can see all your apps and regular icons.
Yes, I can do that.
Yes, sir. Now come back to your normal home screen and listen to my words very carefully, all right? Do not interrupt when I'm talking to you. Listen to my words very carefully. Now, on your cell phone, you do have an application which is Play Store, and it looks like a triangular shape icon with multiple colors.
Well, I can't find any application.
That's why I'm telling you, read out all the application to me so that I can help you out that what is which application you need to open up, all right?
Well, there's a Gmail, there's YouTube, there's phone, there's a camera, there's photos, there's Android something or another, calculator, calendar, Chrome, clock, contact story, docs, documents, drives, files, Gmail, Google One, Google TV, Home, Keep Notes, Map, Meet, Messages, reviews, phone, photos, tips. Are you not talking about Facebook? What?
Yes, sir.
Well, why would I go to...
Open up the application, Play Store.
Well, I never have really wanted to...
Sorry?
Well, I've opened it up, but...
All right. Now, look at the very top, sir. You will get to see there's a white long search panel over there from where you can type something. Give a click on that, and now type there letter A. A as in Australia.
Well, type the letter A.
Yes, sir. Or letter A. A as in Australia.
It says on top, sir.
All right. Now, yes, sir, on the very top.
Yes.
Then letter N. N as in Nancy.
The letter N.
Yes, sir. N as in Nancy.
Right.
Then letter Y. Y as in yellow.
So as in any.
Yes, sir. It's
A and N, Y.
Then it should be desk, D-E-S-K, desk. It should be any desk.
Any desk? Any desk?
Desk. It should be desk. Yes, sir.
So, why should I...
Now search for the application and just do let me know what comes up on your screen, all right?
You're asking, this is a remote control thing.
No, this is our third-party application which will help you to generate the 9-digit cancellation ID. And after that, we're going to put a firewall security in your cell phone. With the help of that, we're going to catch those people who are trying to get access to your personal information, all right? This is not a remote desktop. You need to install an application so that you can see that there the 9-digit cancellation ID will come in front of you, all right? Hello?
Yeah, so you're a complete stranger and you're asking me to write something I've never heard of onto my phone.
So this is eBay third-party application, all right? This will put a firewall security in your online device.
Look, I don't want to do that. I mean, I don't know. For all I know, you might be a criminal, and you're asking me to enable something which downloads something to my phone. I just don't want to do that. I'm happy to make some further inquiries and try to ring you, but I don't want to do anything before I have checked out whether any desk is a real, genuine thing, and whether it's not a, whether downloading that will mean that the worst things can happen.
So from where did you want to confirm that this application is not a remote desktop?
I just plain do not want to try to download something onto my phone, which I have no knowledge of at all.
Hello. Can you hear me?
I don't want to download anything onto my phone, which I had no knowledge of as a result of a call that I received. It could have come from anywhere.
Okay, your call has been transferred to me, sir. My name is Alex. I'm the senior technician. How are you doing today?
Not too bad, but how do I know that this is coming from, this is from eBay? How do I know this?
Okay, I will show you all the basic problems first of all. You just check. If you are satisfied, then only you will continue with the process. All right, sir?
So I didn't quite understand that, sir.
I'm telling you, first of all, I'm going to show you the problems, okay, from where these problems are generated, and then you will go further. Before that, you don't need to do anything from your end, okay? I'm going to explain you each and everything, okay?
So you're going to do something.
Now listen, exactly what can you see on your phone screen first? Do let me know.
Sorry, what do you want me to tell you?
Sir, please cooperate with us. I'm not here to waste your time or my time, okay? You have to be patient. You need to be cooperative, right, so that I can help you. I'm not here to waste your time, sir, okay? So please be patient. You just do a thing, press the back button, come back to the home page where you can see all your regular apps. Come to the home screen first of all. Come out of the Play Store. You don't need to stay on the Play Store.
Yeah, I'm on the home screen.
Yes. Now please open up a Google page.
Open up a Google what?
Open up a fresh page of Google. Open up the Google.
Okay, well, I've opened up Google.
Okay. Now look at the top of your screen. Look at the top. This is your search bar.
Yes.
Yes. Type over there, my, M as in mother, Y as in yellow, my.
What do you want me to type?
Type my, M as in mother, Y as in yellow, my.
My? Well, this is, I've cut my.
Then leave a space.
Sorry, what do you want me to type now?
After typing the word my, you need to leave a space. Give a space.
Yes.
Then type number one, numerical one.
Yes.
Then letter P, P as in Paris, P.
So that you're now wanting to type my 1P address location.
Yes, just type it. My 1P address location. Just type it and search it.
I've done that.
Now, do you see the first option comes up? It says, what is my IP address? Find out here, not VPN. Do you see that?
Yes.
Do you see that?
I can see that.
Yes, give a click on it. The not VPN one. Have you clicked
on it? Well, I've done that.
Have you done that, sir?
I have done that.
Okay. Now, first tell me, do you know anything about IP address? What IP address is?
Well, I know what an IP address is.
Yes, yes. So, IP address is an internet protocol address, the internet protocol number, which you're using for your own personal use. The internet line you're using is runs under an IP address. Under your IP address, all of your internet activities, information getting saved, okay? Now, the thing is that if someone gets into your IP address, they will be able to get all of your information, all of your identity details, all of your internet activity information, okay? Now, scroll to the top of your screen, look, there's a black bar, it says your IP and your status. Do you see that?
Well, I've got a screen that says ignore VPN.
Just scroll to the top. Scroll to the top of your screen. You will get to see a small black bar.
Well, so you're talking about the bar that says your status unprotected.
Yes. You see, your status shows you unprotected.
I can see that.
Yes. Now, don't touch anywhere. Just below that, can you see it says what is my IP address? Can you see your IP address number?
Yes, I can say that. I'll tell you that.
Just below that, do you see any red alert?
Oh, you can see your online activity can be seen by your internet service provider and anyone else trying on your connection.
So you can see on your own that someone is trying to spy on your internet activities, okay? And your internet IP address status is unprotected at the moment. So that's the reason whatever you're doing online on your internet, each and every activity is getting broadcasted to the overseas people. And just because of that, you're facing this kind of problems. You're not the first big victim, sir. Lots of people nowadays are facing the same problems, okay? And for that reason, we're going to provide you the 3D security so that we can block the fraud activities trying to be done. And we are not from any XYZ company. We will ask about your details, okay? For that reason, we are trying to help you out, okay? Are you getting my point now?
There's a bar here that says, hide my IP address. Is that what you're suggesting that I should do?
No, that's not going to help you out. That's the reason I was trying to help you. Now, press the home button. Come back to the home screen again.
So, just go back to the home screen.
Yes.
Well, going back to the home screen.
Okay. Now, what are we going to do first of all? First of all, we're going to connect you with the eBay Secure Server. Okay? We are going to connect you with the robotic server of eBay so that we can detect from where your informations are getting compromised, okay? And what are the informations are trying to be compromised so that we can provide the securities, alright? And we're going to cancel the fraud transactions and all the fake accounts which are trying to be done under your details, okay? Now please open up the Play Store app once again.
I've opened that up.
Now, what can you see on the Play Store? Please let me know.
Can I see what?
What can you see on the Play Store? Please tell me.
Well, I can see icons for various apps.
Okay. Look at the top of your screen. Do you see the search bar? Is it search for games and apps?
Yes, I can see that.
Give a click on the search bar.
Sorry, on the search for apps.
Yes, click on the search bar.
Yeah, what do you want me to do then?
Now type the word eBay, E-B-A-Y, eBay.
What, E-B-A-Y?
Type the word eBay, E-B-A-Y, eBay.
You mean B for Bob, not eBay as in eBay?
eBay like eBay. E as in Edward, B as in Bravo, A for Alpha, Y for Yellow. eBay.
I've done that.
Then leave a space.
Well, I've pressed eBay, and then I've got things that say Amazon Shopping and eBay and so forth.
I haven't told you to click on the search. Why have you done that? Listen to the instructions and follow the procedure. Don't do anything on your own, sir, because your information are already getting compromised, okay? So please listen to my instructions properly, okay?
But now, so I've done that. I've written eBay, and now I've got a screen that says Amazon Shopping and eBay Shop at the Market.
Look at the top of your screen on the right-hand side. Do you see the magnifying glass?
No, there's no magnifying glass there.
Click on the back.
Well, sorry, I can see a little grey thing that's a magnifying glass.
Yes, click on the magnifying glass.
Well, that's just taking me back to where I was.
Now, on the search bar, type eBay, then leave a space.
Type eBay what?
First, type the word eBay. Then you need to give a small
space. I've done that.
Then type the word any desk. A-N-Y. D-E-S-K, any desk. And now tap on search.
Well, there's no searching there. There's a button that says any desk, remote desktop.
Exactly. There is a green color box. It says install. Tap on install.
No, it's a red colored thing. eBay,
yes.
Isn't it? eBay.
Yes, we know that. It's a sub company, sir, from where we're going to connect it with the eBay secure server. All right.
Is that going to enable you to connect to something to my phone? Why should I do that?
We are just connecting your internet line to the eBay secure server so that we can provide the 3D security and the firewall. Your internet line is protected. So we are connecting you with the server so that we can provide the security. The temporary security will be given and then the server will give you the 3D securities, okay? So please follow the procedures I'm trying to give you. Now click on install. And once you see the open option, please let me know.
Well, I've got a thing that says install.
Yes, I'm click on install.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Sir, we are giving you the protection, okay? We are not asking you to give your information. This is provided by our company. It's not your personal application, okay?
Well, I'm being asked to install something I have never ever heard of.
Until we connect you with the secure server, how are you going to manage it? Right. You have to see it, then you can judge. Without watching, don't judge it, okay? Click on install. And once the installation is done, once you see open, tell me. Don't click anywhere. Once you see open, tell me.
Well, it says only doing five pass free for 1 month.
Don't need to click anywhere. You just tap on install and install the remote desktop app.
Well, what do you want me to do?
Do you see the install option? Yes or no?
Now, I've clicked on install.
And now what can you see?
It's got it, so I just told you. The screen says try Google. and check it out. I don't want to try Google Play Part 3 for 1 month.
Give a click on cancel or skip. There will be an option cancel or skip. Or not now.
Not now. I'm happy to.
Yes.
So what do you want me to do now?
Now what can you see on your screen?
What?
What do you see now? After clicking on not now, what can you see?
Well, there's a thing that says open.
Yes, click on open. Now click on open. Now tell me what. Do you see privacy statement?
Look, there's a box that says allow any guests to send you notifications.
Click on OK.
So I've done that.
Now what do you see?
Well, it says should I allow any guests to send you notifications? I don't want to do that.
Yes, you will get the security notifications. You need to allow it. You have to do that.
Why should I allow it?
So that you can get the security alert. Whenever someone will try to get into internet, you will get the security alert. That's why we are providing you this. Don't make it worthless, sir. We are doing it for you. Okay? And we are not charging anything. Alright? Now what can you see on your screen? Tell me.
Well, look, I'll take a I'm doing this. Quite reluctant.
You have to be,
anyway.
You have to be patient and you have to cooperate, okay? Now tell me the options one by one. What can you see?
Well, I have now said a privacy statement.
Click on OK. Now this plugin available, click on cancel.
Controlling this device remotely, a plugin.
Give a click on cancel, yes. Tap on cancel.
And cancel?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, do you see tutorial? Just give a touch on the blue area. Now you can see connection status, touch on the blue area.
Well, I'm touched the connection status, so.
Now can you see it says your address and some numbers?
Well, no.
Give a touch on the blue area.
Oh, you can see a number now.
Yes, now tell me the number.
Why should I?
That's your cancellation ID. That's not your personal number, sir. That's the cancellation ID. We need to verify it to the server. Tell me the numbers.
Oh, I don't want to. You're asking me to send you a number to turn up.
Sir,
you obviously don't have.
It's not your personal number. It has been created by the security server. We need to activate that ID. Okay? It's not your personal number. Okay, tell me the numbers now. First make a note of it in a piece of paper and then tell me the numbers.
Well, I don't want to tell you the numbers.
Sir,
I'm telling you again and again,
it's not your personal number, it's the robotic number generated for you so that you can cancel each and everything. You need to understand the facts, okay? We are trying to help you, okay? We are not here to waste your time. So please cooperate and make it easier for us and you, okay? Please cooperate. Now tell me the numbers.
Yeah, but see, I'm giving you something. But you don't
have.
Why do you want?
How? Sir, are you dumb? I'm telling you straight. Are you dumb? Because you are not getting my words. I'm trying to explain you that this is a cancellation ID number. We need to verify it to the server. Okay?
But what do you want this number for?
This number is the cancellation ID for this fraud activity, okay? And we have to verify it to the server. It's not for your personal use. It's for the server, okay? So that our server can identify you. Now tell me the numbers. First, make a note of the number in a piece of paper, and then
you
call me the number.
I can tell you what the number is, but I'm my concern is that you'll use that to somehow drain the bank account or whatever.
I'm not asking you any of your personal details. I'm not interested in your personal information, okay? You just confirm me the number so that I can start the cancellation. I don't need any of your information.
What are you going to do when you get this number?
Oh my God, you're making me frustrated, sir. We are here to provide you the cancellation. We are from the cancellation and the anti-fraud department, okay? You have to have some faith on us. We are here for your help. We are not here to waste your time.
I've never had anything to do with it.
So what issue do you have? There's a fraud charge that has happened. Right in front of you, I just showed you all the problems right in front of your own eyes. That your internet line is getting compromised, your details are getting compromised. Okay?
I will give it to you, but if nothing happens, I'm straight to the police.
Sir, the ID is for your own health. The ID which you can see on your screen.
I will give you the number, but I'm telling you here and now that I'll make a report to
Alright, leave it. Do a thing, keep pressing on the blue area.
Do you want me to give you the number or not?
Yes, you have to.
I don't have to, I'm choosing to.
Sir, that's not your personal choice. It's a cancellation ID number.
I will give you the number.
This is written over there, your address. You can see there is written over there, your address.
I will give you the number,
First of all, tell me the number you can see over there. Is that your phone number? Tell me, first of all, is that your phone number?
No, it's not the phone number.
Yes. So, is that your bank account number?
So now you're getting
none of your personal details. It's nothing. It's just a cancellation ID, which we need to verify from the server. You're not getting a simple one.
Do you want me to give it to you or not?
Yes, you have to. You have to give the
number. I don't have to, but I will choose them. Well, take it, it's 231-982-144.
Tell me the number slowly.
231-982-144.
Okay, now keep touching the blue area until the blue area is gone.
This says, I don't wish to connect to a remote device.
You're not getting connected to a remote device. Why are you not getting my point? We are connecting you with the secure server of eBay. I'm not telling you to do anything. I'm just connecting you to the secure server.
But it's asking me to do anything in the paper. Well, I don't know. So what do you want me to do?
Keep touching the blue area until the blue area is gone from your screen.
You just want me to tap on the blue area?
Yes. Keep touching the blue area until the blue area is gone from your screen.
Okay, well, it says tap here to establish a session to the remote address.
Tap keep touching the blue area. Keep touching the blue area. Is the blue area is gone now?
Yes, it's gone.
Okay, now look the ID number you just provided me. It's 231-982-144. Am I correct?
Correct.
Yes, that's your cancellation ID. First make a note of it in a piece of paper.
Well, yeah, but what about the name?
Now just look, just below the ID number, there is written over there, set password. Click on set password.
Well, I've clicked on the password that's onto a screen that says
security page. Yes, security page. Now, look at the first three options. It's for the interactive, okay? Now, scroll down the first three options. You will get to see permissions. You need to scroll down the permissions. Over there, you will get to see an option, permission profile. You need to give a click on permission profile.
Well, what do you want me to say? Look, there is a tick on allow other devices to save logging information.
Don't need to do anything over there. You just scroll down the page. You will get to see an option, permission profile. Scroll down. You will get to see an option, permission profile.
Right.
Have you clicked on it?
What's that?
Have you clicked on the option permission profile?
Well, it's gone to a thing saying default or screen share or something or another.
Click on the third option, it says full access. Click on the third option. Have you clicked on the third option?
Yes, I have.
Now, can you see a blank checkbox? It says enable unattended access. Check in that blank box.
Well, there's a profile enabled thing here.
Just below that, there is a blank checkbox. Enable unattended access. Check in that blank box.
Why should I do that?
I'm going to give you the security password right now. Click on that blank checkbox.
Well, it says set password. Now,
yes. Now, I'm going to give you the security password. Put the password over there. Type each and every letters in lowercase. Nothing will be in uppercase. Okay? And there will be no space. All right?
Well,
Sir, please don't argue for a moment. Please listen to my
I really think that I should terminate this call and call the police.
I'm trying to help you, right? We are almost done. Please cooperate with us. I'm not here to waste your time. You have to have some faith. I'm here to help you out, okay? Now, on the set password panel, I'm going to give you the security password. Type there all in lowercase. EBAY, eBay.
Yeah.
Then without giving any space, type number 1.
Number 1.
Number 2.
Yes.
Number 3.
Yes.
Number 4. Have you
done that?
Now click on OK. Have you clicked on OK?
I have.
Now don't touch anywhere on your screen. The server is going to verify the ID for you. If you see any Start Now option coming up on your screen, simply give a click on Start Now. Give a click on Start Now
option. What's going to happen? Look, I mean, you're going through these steps. And what
yes.
you just started. start my first
to connect you with the secure server. You just need to give a click on start now option. Click on start now.
Look, I don't believe that you can't cancel a transaction.
If you don't click on start now, you will not be able to see that if a secure server is connected to you. You have to click on start now. Click on start now. We are almost done. Don't do this thing, sir. I'm trying to help you out for so long. Okay? Click on start now.
I'm not going to. This is the third interest. I have
It's not. I'm trying to prove myself. If you don't give me a chance to prove myself, how I'm going to show you the things? You have to click on start now. Click on start now.
No, but this is start. I don't want to start recording or passing with any.
Whatever you're doing, it's for your own security you're doing, sir. You're not doing it for myself. You're doing it for yourself. Click on start now so that we can start the security. Click on start now.
No, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to cancel the call.
You have to click on start now. We are doing it for you. You have to be some patient, okay? Click on start now.
No, I'm not going to do it.
Sir, you have to do that. You are not giving anything to me. You're doing it from your own end on your own cell phone. Okay? Click on start now.
No, I'm not going to do it. What?
Sir, we are activating the securities. Why are you arguing with me from the beginning? Haven't asked you any of your single information. Okay?
Meet my phone with somebody eBay
server. We are trying to connect you with the secure server so that you can get the securities. Your informations are getting misused. You're losing your funds. I'm trying to help you out. I'm not telling you to give me your banking details or any of your information. All your details with us. Okay? I don't need your help to take any kind of charges. Okay? Because it's already on pending.
If you know this transaction is fraudulent, you should be able to cancel it without my consent.
Listen. Why should we do that? Our company is here to make some profit. Why are we going to cancel any kind of transaction if you don't allow the transaction? You need to understand. It's your information which has been compromised, not mine, not the eBay company, okay? It's your
information. You're trying to get information from me. And there is.
Have I asked you any of your details? You're a complete idiot person, sir. You're talking like an idiot, okay? You're doing it for your own safety. Yes, you're talking like an idiot. Because your information has been compromised, so you should know that you are the only authorized person to cancel or make any payment. Are you getting my words?
I'll have enough of this. I'm going to hang up.
First click on start now. We have